This is a CHLY news update. Fire season is underway in BC, and this year it could be more severe than usual. According to the BC Wildfire Service, 204 wildfires have been extinguished throughout the province since April 1st. The season typically lasts from April to October, per Wildfire Canada. This year, climate scientists are seeing higher temperatures and drier conditions. Bill Merrifield is an Environment and Climate Change Canada research scientist based in Victoria.
Our forecasts are indicating that the summer temperatures will almost certainly be warmer than the sort of recent historical average. We use 1991 to 2020 as a sort of baseline period. So chances are greater than 90%, according to the forecast, that it will be warmer than that historical norm. And it's much more difficult to predict precipitation, but the forecasts are tilting toward a drier than normal few months, particularly in May, as we've been seeing.
Merrifield specializes in predicting seasonal to decadal climate conditions. He talks about the impact the drier season would have on wildfires on Vancouver Island.
For Vancouver Island, the tendency toward possibly drier, but especially warmer summer is indicating higher severity than usual for a particular time of year. So that doesn't necessarily mean in May, for example, that wildfire activity will be especially severe, but it does indicate it. There'll be a higher tendency for it to be severe than you would normally have at this time of year. But as we get into July, particularly, those forecasts are indicating that, yeah, there's a chance that wildfire activity on the southern half of Vancouver Island will be more severe than usual.
In February, the Ministry of Water, Land, and Resource Stewardship found that Vancouver Island saw lower than normal snowpack in 2026, at just 39% of normal. Merrifield explains the impacts this will have in the summer.
Of course, we've had increasing drought conditions in recent weeks, so those things, sort of having a dry start going into summer, will, you know, definitely tend to worsen the wildfire danger. A few good rainfalls could change that, but as of now, the dryness on Vancouver Island certainly will be contributing to the severity of wildfire season.
Merrifield says that conditions have been trending warmer and drier for decades.
So summers in Nanaimo are, since the late 1940s, have been getting warmer and drier. And so the average summer in the present day is tending to be somewhere between a degree to 2 degrees warmer than it was in the late 1940s. And the summer rainfall during that time has gone down by somewhere around 10 to 20%. So the climate simulations predict that these trends will continue in the future due to the overall warming of the Earth's climate and primarily caused by the increase of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere.
Merrifield says that the unusually dry recent climate could be due to a variety of factors.
Rainfall does vary naturally in a fairly random manner, and in some parts of the world, in some seasons, you can make a direct connection to other things that are going on with the climate, such as El Nino and La Nina, but in Canada, it's large a matter of random variability. There may be other factors involved, but at the moment, those aren't very well understood.
Fire updates and warnings are available through the Coastal Fire Center on BC government website. For CHLY News, I'm Jeannie Lin.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.